From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report from Monday, March 24, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the headlines over the weekend. Michael Ryan reported in the Daily Mail, the state police Friday, March 21st, raided Wyndham Town Hall, removing computer equipment. The raid occurred shortly after the town offices opened at 8:30 a.m. State police investigators in Middletown, where the search was planned and launched, were not available for comment. Greene County Acting District Attorney Charles Buca said the equipment was removed as part of an open investigation into potential criminal offenses. Joe Gentile reported in the Register-Star, Columbia County Public Defender Bob Linville has secured a $300,000 grant to help area veterans in trouble with the law. The New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services award will fund the formation of a so-called veteran strike force for the next 3 years. The strike force should include an attorney, who is also a military veteran, and a psychiatric analyst to help returning veterans. The team will be housed at 610 State Street in Hudson. The strike force's first project is to collect data on county veterans. Public News Service's reporting advocates are questioning the state's healthcare outreach effort in New York's nearly 500,000 uninsured Latinos, Hispanics, and immigrants. Mark Shear has a story.
When it comes to health care, New York is among the five states with the greatest number of eligible uninsured Latinos, an estimated 500,000. While it has enrolled 500,000 New Yorkers through the Affordable Care Act, the state has not done a good job of reaching out to Latinos, Hispanics, and immigrants. According to Jackie Vimo of the New York Immigration Coalition, just look at the Health Care Exchange website, she says, if you can read English.
And it is a little bit mind-boggling that New York did not consider it a priority to translate the website, given that we have a law that requires vital documents to be translated.
The deadline to enroll in a marketplace plan for this year is 1 week from today, on March 31st. Those who don't have health coverage could face penalties. Vimo says the state hasn't released any demographic information about those who have obtained insurance.
In New York, we don't even have data on how many Latinos or other immigrants have signed up for the exchange. The New York Immigration Coalition has recently submitted a Freedom of Information Law request asking for that data.
With just days to get an application in during this first open enrollment period, Myra Alvarez of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says there are a myriad of options.
They can do it in person in their community with someone they trust. They can do it online at healthcare.gov. They can do it via phone at 1-800-318-2596. They can even do it during a paper application. Please don't pass this opportunity up.
Vimo says her group is exploring ways to push for exceptions under the law for those who were challenged in meeting next Monday's deadline by, for example, the enrollment site that can only be read by English speakers. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail, the Catskill Central School District Board of Education last week approved a 4-year contract extension for Superintendent Dr. Kathleen Farrell. Farrell requested the extension. She has been employed by the district since 2005. Catskill Teachers Association President James McLean said Thursday he was surprised to learn of the extension, adding that Farrell's salary plus benefits, even with no increase, is a substantial amount and a considerable fiscal commitment given the present economy. With the 4-year extension, Farrell's contract will now expire in January 2019. Under the terms of that contract, the superintendent's salary will remain at nearly $176,000 per year. David Lee reported in the Register-Star, Germantown Central School District 8th grader Wyatt Gibbons was chosen the overall winner of the 16th annual Twin County Science Expo Saturday, March 22nd. The event, held at Columbia Green Community College in Greenport, was sponsored by the Columbia Green Superintendents Association. 49 projects assembled by individuals or teams of students from Greene and Columbia counties enrolled in grades 5 through 8 were examined and ranked by 10 science instructors. Gibbons took top honors for his biology research project, The Effect of Music Tempo on the Heart Rate. Looking at the weather forecast for Greene and Columbia counties, today will be sunny with a high near 29, wind chill values as low as 0, and tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 15. Tuesday, there is a chance of snow mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. New snow accumulation of less than half inch possible. Tuesday night, there is a chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 23. Wednesday, there is a chance of snow showers mainly before noon, partly sunny with a high near 35. breezy with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 18 to 23 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 34 miles per hour. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 16. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 44, and Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 33. Sunrise today was at 6:50 a.m. and sunset at 7:12 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 22 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 24th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.